views on this program are opinions of dentist industry experts and do not constitute personal financial advice. This program is furnished by Dentist Advisors, a registered investment advisor. You're tuned into Dentist Money Industry Expert Series. Now here's your host, Reese Harper.
Welcome to the Dentist Money Show. It's your host, Reese Harper, here with a new friend of mine, Mr. Vaden Landers from Singular Payments. Okay, now the interesting part about today's show is that we're going to be getting an insider look into payment processing, credit card processing, a little bit about the industry and how it works. So first of all, I'd just like to welcome Vaden to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming by, man. So I was impressed with the fact that you guys were appointed, you know, kind of the preferred vendor here in New England, and that's pretty impressive. And I just thought that you'd have some great industry experience that we kind of share with people nationwide to kind of get your perspective on this big decision. Because at the end of the day, processing payments the right way either keeps money in their pocket or it gives it away, and it's
absolutely right.
It's not really like a massive value add service, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a cost they're gonna have to bear.
It's a commodity service.
Yeah. And doing it the right way is essential. So
yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about your background, how you got into it, and then we'll get started. So
it's interesting, my mom got me involved in this business when I was a 17-year-old.
Oh, that's cool. No way.
And I would drive home from school, and I would stop at the office, and she'd load my trunk up with terminals. And then I would drive around and crawl under countertops and install the things and get dirty. And everyone that I would take back to the sheet, I would take back, they would give me $50. So it was pretty good money as a 17-year-old kid. And then when I got out of school that summer, I said, hey, I'm installing a lot of these things. Somebody's got to be selling them and making a lot more money than I'm making. So will you teach me how to sell it? So she taught me how to sell it, and ended up making a lot of money that summer, and went to school, and eventually just kind of drifted into this bit. This is what I did, and so it's all I've ever done since I was 17 years old. This has been my business.
That's cool, man. So you definitely have the context to kind of talk about it. So let's give the listeners a little bit of perspective on how the industry works. Okay, just from a fundamental level, I'm a dentist. I get paid from my patient through copays, or I collect fee for service, or I get paid through the insurance company.
Yep.
If I'm collecting a copay or if I'm getting paid a coinsurance amount, I got to run it through a credit card or collect cash. And most people aren't writing checks anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
It's rare, yeah.
Yeah. So I have to engage somebody to help me have a terminal or a way to collect money through credit cards.
Right.
Right. So explain to me the difference between a vendor A and a vendor B and how I can kind of compare things a little bit.
Yeah, so the way we kind of look at it within a practice is you have in-person payments, which are when the person's standing there receiving treatment or has just received treatment, there's a payment transaction that has to take place. Then when that person leaves the office and the insurance is all paid, there's another portion that has to be collected oftentimes. So we look at it two separate types of ways to handle transactions, but we have solutions for both, as do most processors in the industry. So the in-person is typically a swipe of a transaction, which is the best way to process a transaction. Anytime you're in person, swipe it, get the best rates. And that's what this is all about. A lot of practices we talk to, the people that work at the front desk don't understand that if you take a payment over the phone and you key it in, or if you try to swipe it one time and it doesn't swipe for whatever reason, Max Stripe's dirty, whatever, and they key it in, they typically pay a much higher percentage.
Yeah, I bet a lot of people don't know that, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if I can get a card right there and swipe it, I'm going to pay a lower rate than if I collect it after the fact.
Absolutely.
Key it in manually.
Yeah.
And how many people do you think out of 10 dentists or office managers you talk to, how many know that that's the case?
I think guys that have been there for a long time
they
understand
know
it. But, you know, the new person that just got hired, you know, maybe doesn't understand it. And even if they understand it, they don't have an appreciation for it. You know, why is it important?
Yeah.
You know, they tell them, you just take the card, you swipe it, but they don't have an appreciation for why they would want to swipe a card versus just keying it.
Yes.
Sometimes it's easier.
Yeah, totally.
So it's just all about education, and that we focus a lot on education.
Yeah.
And the more you know, the more you can say.
Totally. So anyway, I interrupted you on that, but you were kind of talking about the different ways that you said you looked at the question was, how do you kind of look at one vendor over another and kind of compare, you know, what am I paying for this?
You know? Well, it's really tough, man. This is a complex industry on purpose.
Yeah.
I mean, most guys in our business, the more complex and confusing they can make it, the more money they can make.
The bigger words they use,
yeah,
the more confusing
it gets. You know, there are hundreds and hundreds of interchange categories for these cards that are processed within these dental practices. And it's like we tell dentists all the time, it's like, listen, nobody's going to come in here and want to know the details behind a root canal. They want to know how much a root canal costs. And for you, credit card processing should be the same way. How much does it cost?
Yeah.
Not, let me see 300 fees, but let me see how much it costs. And so that's what we really try to educate and focus on clarity around the whole process.
So how would I know what I'm paying? How do I decipher that down?
You know? Well, at the end of the day, it's all about how much money got taken out of your account. I mean, somebody can come in and say, hey, listen, I'll give you a rate of 169. And we looked at a statement a few minutes ago, and the guy, handed us his statements and said, I'm paying 1.69. And we looked at it and quickly showed him where he was actually paying, at the end of the day, about 3.4%. And you can imagine the shock on his
Interesting.
Face.
Interesting. So he gets quoted a rate, and out of that, that might be a rate for a particular volume level.
The best possible rate, qualified transaction, swiped every single time. That's the best rate he can get. So,
yeah.
And then that's what everybody focuses on, right? They hear the low number and they get focused on that. So that's really what happens in
What about
business.
Flat fees that they're paying on top of the charges? Like, yeah. Then I don't know if they always add those back in and think about that cost or,
Yeah. There's two primary ways people charge in this business. It's called interchange pass-through plus, which means that they take all those interchange categories from Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and they pass them straight through to you just the same way they receive them.
But backing up just a little bit, because a lot of people won't know what that means.
Okay.
What's an interchange category?
So an interchange are the costs established by Visa and MasterCard to accept these cards at the level. That's what the card associations get for making these cards available through the issuers.
So if I accept a Visa and I have an interchange rate, that is going to be a percentage I have to pay for accepting Visa
it's
in my office.
Part of the cost of the transaction.
And if I have an American Express, then I'm going to have a different rate
exactly.
than a MasterCard.
In fact, if you pulled your wallet out and you have five cards in your wallet, chances are that if we swipe them through a terminal at a dentist's office, the dentist would end up paying five different rates for those different cards and
yeah.
not have any idea why.
Yeah.
And so that's the part where education really plays a huge
yeah.
part.
Yeah, that's really important. So talk to me. I wanted to clarify what the interchange category meant, but talk to me about the point you were getting to of
yeah,
how...
Yeah. So at the end of the day, to find out what you really, what are your costs, your effective cost of processing a credit card, you just take the amount of money they took out of your account that month, divide it by the volume that you processed, and whatever that percentage is what your effective cost, your blended rate is for processing cards.
Okay, so for all you people who are not finance people, okay, so you take the total number of dollars that hit your account, and you look at the fee that you paid, the total fees that
yeah.
were deducted. That could you got to look at everything that was pulled out. They'll usually have a total sum on your
yeah.
statement.
Yeah.
And you divide that by your deposits or
yeah.
what you have.
Total sales.
Total sales, and you'll see your percentage.
Yep.
That's how you really know. Don't
yep.
go off of
what
you think
told.
The
what,
rate is.
What you were
is.
Sold.
Yeah, yeah. because yeah. a lot of times the rate sheet is super complicated,
yeah.
and you have to hit certain levels of volume before yeah. you're actually given a certain rate.
No one's ever paying what they think they're paying. When I was a kid selling this, I used to, I had a little dare that I would do. I would say, listen, if you're paying, I'd walk in and say, what's your rate? They'd say 179. I'd say, listen, if you're really paying 179 at the end of the day, I'll pay your car payment for the rest of the year. And the people, it was shocking, and people, mm-hmm. They would hand over statements, and I never had to pay any car payments.
yeah. The financial industry has a way of always getting paid and not always having it be super easy to understand.
Yeah, listen, if it's know? Easy to understand, then you know what you're paying, and then you don't need anybody anymore.
yeah. Okay, so talk to me about how different, when people say I'm a flat fee or a flat rate, how is that different from these variable rates that a lot of people are paying? Or,
well, a flat. You know. So at the end of the day, like we just determined, all that really matters is what you paid. So, our company, I've been in this business for 30 years. My philosophy is transparency, integrity, honesty. And so we created this flat rate program, and anybody can do it. It's not revolutionary. It's just that nobody wants to do it.
Yeah.
And in order to do it, you have to really understand interchange. You have to watch it. You have to monitor it. Because when I give you a flat rate as a dentist, and you go off and let's say you handed me statements and I gave you a rate, and it's a flat rate, and it's based on you keying 10% of the transactions in your office. Well, if you have that flat rate and next month you key 40% of your transactions, guess what? The cost balance just went way over to the other side of the scale.
Yeah.
But in the world of Interchange Plus and pass-through and that kind of the tiered pricings, the processor themselves, they do much better when that happens.
Yeah.
Because there's higher rates. But mm-hmm. the dentist also pays a higher rate.
Yeah.
In a flat rate model, it puts the onus on the processor to make sure that they know what they're doing. They're managing the situation. They're optimizing interchange. They're doing all the things. They have to do their job.
Yeah.
And so that's the benefit of a flat rate is my cost is fixed. So that's the other thing, right? For a dentist, your effective rate of processing this month might be 2.69%. Next month, it might be 4%. The month after that, it might be 3.2%. It's just all over the board. It's not fixed. It's variable.
Yep.
So with a flat rate, you make processing a fixed cost.
Yeah.
And when you have a fixed cost, you can now bake it into your cost of goods sold, your services, and now you can get your patients to pay for that service instead of you having to pay for that service.
Yeah, so in some cases, if I do a lot of volume in a month, like let's say I'm doing 50,000 of collections a month. Out of that total 50,000 of collections, how much do you think, in your case, usually do you see gets processed through credit versus paid from insurance?
Usually right? about, well, what we see in the dental space, our average customer is doing about $30,000 a month in credit cards, and that tends to be about 60% of their total transactions.
Okay.
On an average basis.
Okay.
Some much higher, some much lower.
And so out of that, we'll call it $30,000 a month of processing, some months I might be up to 40 or 50, and some months I might be 20 to 25. It's probably rare that you'll see a huge spike, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's fairly consistent.
Yeah. But in the months where there are holidays or these guys, you know, they tend to take vacations, and it'll drop off.
Or they get real behind on their AR.
Yeah.
Okay. So if I have a really big month and I'm at a variable rate, I pay more during that month when I do a lot of processing.
Well, what really causes your rate to fluctuate is not your volume. It's more how you're processing transactions. So this month you might have taken a lot more debit cards, you know, Visa debit cards versus Visa rewards cards.
Yeah.
Or you might have taken a lot more signature preferred cards than you took rewards cards. And all those different types of cards have different interchange structures. So it's all a function of sort of the area where you do business.
Yeah.
Like if you're in a rural community, the town, you're going to get a lot more debit cards than you are signature preferred cards or rewards cards.
Yeah.
Because those are issued more in larger metropolitan areas. Debit's more prominent in the more rural towns.
And so maybe the right way to put that is if I do more volume, it's probable that I might have more fees that month, but it depends on
how your total fees would be more.
Yeah.
Because there's the percentage times the amount. So you're going to pay more.
But don't think of it just in a simple way.
You've got to think about it as a percentage of your sales.
Yeah.
Not as, you know, wow, I did 40,000, so I paid 600 versus 20,000, I paid 200.
Exactly. So if I'm looking at my, if I do 50,000 one month of processing, it matters where I took the money from, which cards,
kind of card,
and how I processed
and how you
it.
Did it. Yep.
And the volume matters too, but it's more of a function of multiplying the volume I did by the where it came from.
Yeah,
right?
Business guys have a tendency to say, hey, well, I do a lot of volume, I should get a better deal.
Yeah.
It's not how it works in this industry. It's more about how you do business than how much business you do.
So if I'm trying to minimize my cost as a dentist, you know, what's the best way to go about doing that in terms of my coaching my operation of how we want to process things?
Yeah,
ideally.
Really say, you know, it's about educating yourself, understanding what all the costs are and how they affect your overall cost, your blended cost of processing a card.
Okay.
That's the best way to do it. And I mean, it's really hard. I mean, I've done this 30 years and every day I learn something new.
Yeah.
Every day I see a statement, it looks different than a statement I've ever seen before.
Yeah.
And again, the whole purpose is to, from an industry perspective, unfortunately, is to keep the dentist confused. And as long as I can keep you confused, I can keep padding my pockets.
Yeah.
And so that's
so,
the big
problem.
So
explain one more time how it's different than to take for the processor to take the ownership of it and say, I'm going to give you a blended rate. I'm going to quote a rate.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold myself to that.
Yeah.
How do you do that when your costs as a vendor are actually changing based on how they process the cards.
Yeah, so we like to look at trends within a business. So that's why we like to look at least 3 months worth of statements. And the more months that we look at, the more we can see a bigger picture, a global picture of what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
If you look at 1 month, they could have had some anomaly that month. You know, they could have just hired a girl at the front desk who didn't know about the swipe and the key.
Yep.
And their rates be off the chart, but then she figured it out the next month, but we didn't have the benefit of seeing that month.
Yeah.
So you got to look at as big a picture as you can, understand what kind of cards they get, how much do they key, how much do they swipe, how much do they like to take payments over the phone, because that happens a lot. You know, you mail the bill out, copay's been paid, insurance has been paid, you got a balance of $100 left over. So you get your bill in the mail, what do? You call the dental practice and you say, hey, I want to pay, here's my credit card number. So while you're on the phone, I'm sitting there keying that number in.
Yeah.
They don't realize that's a percent or more than it would have been they swiped it in the office.
Totally.
So you just got to be able to see all those trends, how they do business, how much of...
You do as a vendor,
right? Yes, exactly.
Because then you have to look at that and you have to say, how can I quote this so that I can make a living and still provide a better cost to the customer, right?
And knowing that, you know, we have... On our gateway, we're able to do interchange optimization, which means we can determine where things go when they come through to get qualified. And we want to qualify them as best we can because we are the ones that are going to get hit, not the dentist practice.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, because so when you say qualified, let's say I've got a Visa and I swipe it, and it's a particular card type. It could get charged a different rate based on where it goes through.
Have you ever done a transaction where somebody said, and maybe it's over the internet, where it says put in your CVV code?
Yeah.
So a lot of times if you just add a CVV code, which is an additional fraud protection measure, onto a transaction, you can qualify for a better rate.
Okay.
And a lot of times these dentists don't know that. And, you know, a particular provider wouldn't come along and say, you need to enter CVV codes. Because if you don't enter it, I make more money, you spend more money. Whereas if I give you a flat rate and you don't enter it, it's going to hurt me, not you. So I have to monitor and watch all that, look for things that are causing my rates to go up, my costs to go up, which eats into our margin, both operating margin and profit margin.
Yeah.
And then I have to educate the dentist. I have to educate the front office staff. I have to be on top of that. It's my responsibility. The onus is on me, not you anymore.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, you guys are a flat fee vendor. Would come back and say, here's the percentage rate that we're going to charge you based on the research that we've done in your practice.
And it's the same for every card, and it's the same every month. Mm-hmm. It doesn't fluctuate or vary in any which way.
And that quote that you'll provide them obviously would have to be competitive or better than what they're currently paying through a variable system or another flat rate system.
Exactly
right. And then it's up to you to kind of make sure that you're processing all the transactions in an optimal way. What if things aren't being done in an optimal way? Does that allow you to then reach out to the dental practice and say, hey, here's a tip, here's an idea, here's what I'd recommend doing?
Absolutely.
Because you've quoted a rate, you want to make sure that the practice is educated the right way in order how to process things correctly.
Yeah, and we look at it every single month. We run a report and we compare what your margin was this month versus last month, what the qualification criteria was last month versus this month. And if we see any wild swings, we'll start doing some investigation. We'll call the front desk and we'll start asking some questions and see what we can find out.
Yeah.
That's, you gotta want to know, and you gotta have a reason to want to know in order for it to make sense.
So if you had to say of all the processors in the industry, how many price their service based on a variable tier versus a flat rate tier, what's the market look like right now?
You know, I don't know of many, if any, processors that do a true flat rate program. A lot of them will say we do a flat rate, but it's a flat number of basis points above interchange.
Uh-huh.
Whereas a flat rate really means that I just pay one fee for this service.
Yeah.
So if I swipe a card, it's 2%.
Yeah, and I know that
it's 2%. If I swipe a card, stand on one leg and stick my tongue out, it's 2%. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, some people will say it's a flat rate, and then in some cases I've seen flat monthly charges in addition to interchange.
Exactly. Yeah. If it's flat, man, it's flat. There's nothing else.
Yeah. So. Now, a flat fee means a flat percentage.
Right.
Not a flat dollar amount.
Right.
Because sometimes a flat dollar amount could be higher or lower than a flat percentage.
Exactly.
Your flat percentage is based on the volume and the type of transaction.
Yeah. If you let's say you typically do $40,000 a month and you're paying a flat dollar amount, and then one month you happen to do $20,000, well, you're still going to pay that same fee on the as if you were supposed to do $40,000.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people don't think of that when they think of flat fee. Sometimes they don't realize that that means, because a flat fee sometimes isn't translated into a percentage in a lot of the newer dentist minds.
Yeah.
So, I think it's really good insight, man. You can tell just by spending 20 minutes on this how complicated.
Oh man, it's brutal.
The world is in finance. Now, I come from a world where these same calculations are being done on financial products, primarily. In a way that doesn't increase transparency, but that makes it more complicated. There's been a lot of movies on that lately.
Yeah.
So, well, I really appreciate you taking the time, man. It's
been a pleasure
to get to know you and learn a little bit more about how you guys have done such a great job and becoming a real primary provider here in New England. So,
thank you very much.
Appreciate it, Vaden.
Thank you.
Again, let's let people know how they get in touch with you if they'd like to.
Our website is www.singularpayments.com. That's SINGULAR, payments, plural, PAYMENTS.com. You can call me. My extension is 7008. The phone number is 877-829-2170.
Thanks, Vaden. It's Mr. Vaden Landers of Singular Payments. We look forward to having you back on the show.
Thanks, Reese.